KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. You're listening to Daily Scramble Live, and I decided to do a little wellness check on our good friend Ed Steinfeld. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm here. I'm actually well. Since you're doing a wellness check, I'm quite well. Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, and, all good.
Because I don't know what happens on other days of the week in your life. So that's why. Because I only talk to you on Wednesdays. So.
Right. So you would think that I'm only well on Wednesdays, and the other 6 days is just a crapshoot for me, huh?
I don't know. It sounds like you're almost as well as you are on Wednesdays, but I think that's still your best day, right?
Wednesday's still my best day. Mondays a little tough to get going, but once you get rolling on a Monday, man, it's just like anything else. You just want to roll right through it.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you, because I'm having a little bit of trouble, and I thought you could help push me over the edge here. I need to get over the peak, and just, you know, I need it to be downhill.
Well, I have a history of pushing people over the edge, and I hope I can help you there.
Okay, perfect. So what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm actually at my mechanic. I'm getting my car work done.
Okay, so that is perfect, because something is going on with my car. Maybe I need to talk to your guy. Do you want to hear what happened to me this weekend?
Yeah, let's hear it. What happened?
All right, so I'm playing music over here at the ranch at Laguna Beach, and
Right.
I have a history of car trouble over there. I feel kind of bad, but I've had to leave my car there before because I like broke my key while I was playing. Somehow I snapped my key in half. I was using it to strum my guitar or something, and
that's aggressive playing, man.
Yeah, and it took me like 3 days to get for the Buick dealer to make a new key. So I left it there. Well, my car is currently at the ranch. So for the second time, I'm leaving it there. It died on me, and what happened was I was going to unload my stuff,
right. And
I pulled up in the valet. And I turned off my car because it's making this gnarly squealing noise. So, you know, of course, I better turn it off not to annoy anybody.
And, right. That's a death rattle.
But that was the mistake because it never came back on. So
right. The squeal is the death rattle. It is. I think I may have owned your car at one time because I had that same thing happen. Yeah. My suggestion is get a for sale sign and just slap it on the car and
Well. First, I'm going to head over there after the radio show. I'm using Arena's Mini Cooper, and then I'm going to go meet the tow guy there. But what happened was, I unloaded my stuff. I gave my keys to one of the guys there. They're so awesome. I got to give a shout out to the valet dudes over at the ranch. They're super cool. And so I gave one of them my keys, and I go and start playing. Right, so I'm playing, and I can see my car just kind of sitting there, and there's a wedding starting, so the guests are arriving, and the valet is filling up. There's cars everywhere, and my car is just sitting there, and it looks terrible. You know, I'm embarrassed in my car.
It's a bad visual.
Yeah, and it's just like sitting there, and I see people going in and out of it. I'm like, what's going on? Maybe the guy who I gave the keys to disappeared. So I stop playing for a second, and I go over there, and I'm like, you know, I gave my keys to so-and-so, and they're like, no, your car won't start. So they bring up, like, and this is at the worst time possible. They bring up a starter or whatever. They try to jump start it.
Right. They brought one of those electronic jump
starts. Yeah, it's not the battery. So I go back to play while they try and get the battery started. I'm watching them open my hood. It's like just a nightmare. And then it doesn't start. So my percussionist and I take a break, and we go over there. And we have to push my car into a parking spot where it is still to this very day. And I even had AAA come out. They couldn't start it. And so I was like, all right, I'm just going to deal with this on Monday. Go away. Because the other thing is that I had to drive all the way out to San Manuel Casino directly after that gig to play out in the middle of nowhere at San Manuel Casino. So it was just a perfect Saturday.
Man, so here's what I'm suggesting. You call the ranch and see if they can turn your car into a piece of art. Just leave it there, and maybe we can designate it as a piece of art of some kind.
Oh, that is so Laguna, but you know, it's really hard to get public works accepted by the city, so But hey, I'll call in some favors. That's a great idea. I really just don't. Yeah, this is not a lie, but the last time my car finally gave out, I was 20. And that's a fun story too for another time. But when it was done and totaled, I had it towed somewhere. And instead of dealing with it, I just called up KCRW. And because I had heard them run to ads saying, we'll take your car, donate your car, and become a KCRW member. So I was like, I don't want to deal with this. I called up KCRW and they came and took my car. They handled it completely. I just emptied it out and was like, all right, take it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I need to hook you up with my mechanic.
Yeah.
I've got the greatest guy in the world. I've been going to him for 25 years now. And you know what? I seem to go to him a lot. Maybe he isn't the greatest mechanic in the world. Maybe I won't send you to him. I've been going to him an awful lot.
I want a mechanic that you see once every year, maybe. Or when you need an oil change. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. The checkup guy. That's what you want your mechanic to be, is a checkup guy. Not, you know, you don't want him to be your daily visit or anything.
Yeah. Hey, switching gears completely. I was driving to work and I heard about like the Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting is like seriously going to happen in May. What do you think about that? What do you think that's going to be like?
My personal thoughts are, here's a guy who can't really even handle being sued and accused by a porn star. He has totally mishandled that, and we're going to let him negotiate with North Korea? Are we kidding?
Well, the opposing view is that, you know, maybe they're the only people that can understand each other, you know? They're so out there. They're so
right.
beyond, you know, rationality that maybe these two right. crazy people can get together and accomplish something and understand each other.
It's going to be like a cage match in the UFC. You put the two craziest guys in the UFC in a cage together, and this is what we get. So lately, I've been taking a lot of pictures of our beautiful sunsets and stuff because I'm going to compare them to Armageddon when it happens. So.
I really hope that it's televised. It would be pretty epic.
Oh, the meetings themselves televised? Yeah. Somebody. I think somebody's going to be watching them. Yeah, somebody's going to be watching them, but secretly. I don't think we'll know about it. Somebody's going to be watching this. It should be, you know what, if nothing else, it'll give comedians, it'll give us plenty of fodder for writing. So, yeah, am I looking forward to it? Not really. We'll see, but
I don't know.
Be funny.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's the only one who can get through to Kim Jong-un. The only one.
I'm just going to give him doubt.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for being available and in listening to me vent about my car trouble. I'm going to go take care of that today, and we'll go see your guy. Please text me his information.
I sure will. The best of luck with the car. Can't wait to talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you on Wednesday, brother. Have a good one.
All right, Zach. See you later.
Bye.